Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge, and we're awful glad you chose to join us today. Some of you were with us last week, and so you will realize this is part two of kind of what we started with. We titled it "Putting God in Charge of Your Business." Now, that's kind of an oversimplification of the entirety of what the Edge is about, anyway. But it's a nice fit. I talked about the fact that Dawson Trotman was the founder of one of my favorite ministries, Navigators, and just a spectacular guy he was, with a heart for discipleship as well as evangelism. But I always loved what they were about. And there actually was a time, I think I mentioned, that I considered going to work for them. They had approached me about starting high school and junior high ministry. But anyway, the thing that about them that I've always liked is they find a way to get the gospel to people wherever they are, regardless of whatever hurdles or challenges might be out there. And I recently saw an article in Navigators magazine by a couple who took that to heart and figured a way to do that. I've always felt that the freedoms, and I mentioned this last week, the freedoms that we have in America with our faith, the fact that we can pretty much talk about Jesus wherever we want. We can talk about God for sure. We can say the word God or faith, and very few people are offended. But there are countries where that's not allowed. And these folks decided they wanted to take the gospel to a place like that. So about 30 years ago, they decided to serve God overseas with an unreached group of people that they had learned about. And they realized that their business experience opened the door for them to do that. So they packed up, moved into that country, and took their faith with them. Most of the citizens in their adopted country belonged to a religion that was hostile to the gospel. We're seeing a little bit more of that today, aren't we? But the people around them had grown up hearing all kinds of untruths about Jesus. And again, that reflects not too far from what kind of happens in our environment sometimes these days. First thing I shared was they saw themselves as stewards, not owners of their business. So it was God's business, not theirs. And that allowed them to sleep a little better at night. And the Holy Spirit was actively involved in their business as well. Second, I shared that God cared about their culture, their environment. He cared about the details. So they actually set up a special office, remember, for him as the CEO, and they would invite their vendors, their employees, their customers, anybody, to go into their CEO's office and spend a little time talking to him. And they saw some great ministry and great things happen as a result of that. The third thing that we didn't get to last week is that they recognized that God cares for hearts. See, God is interested in the operational details of our business. He cares about, Jerry, he cares about y'all selling properties. He cares about, Jim, you getting folks into the movies to see things, or running cable to their homes, or whatever your business. He cares about the details of your business, and he wants to see it successful, supposedly. Anyway, if he cares about the details of our business, I know I say that because sometimes I know some of us are going, does he really want me to be successful? Well, I can tell you this. He is passionate about the hearts of the people. Since Jesus himself is actively pursuing every individual you hire, every client you work with, of course, we should be as well, right? The Holy Spirit is at work in amazing ways, wooing and drawing hearts to himself. Throughout Scripture, God promises salvation. We need to recognize that he wants to do that through us and our place of work daily. And he wants us to join him in that work. See, God cares about hearts. He cares about the hearts of individuals. And today you will cross paths with a lot of different hearts, and some will be hurting, some won't, but all of them will need Jesus if they don't have him. The final thing that they learned was, and this probably was the biggest for me many years ago, is that God loves the one. When I started in ministry, I was required to spend a month at a training school in Wisconsin, and I loved every minute of it, but it was amazing that the thing that I remember most, the number one, excuse me, I learned a lot of great ministry principles, but one I remembered most was person-centeredness, that God really cared about the individual, and he focused on that individual. And we can see it with Jesus in the New Testament. But we live in a numbers, volumes-based business world, okay? We've got to report, you know, sales. We've got to report contacts. We've got to report all those things that are driven by numbers and volume. I mean, Han, you've got to have the hotel full. You've got to have people eating at the restaurant. And those are important. But God's teaching us that the only metric ultimately for success in the business world or any other sphere is love. we talked a little bit about the fact that we turn in reports all the time that tell how many people we met with, how many things we sold, but we seldom turn in a report that has a line that says, how many people did you love? How did you love them effectively for me? I think it would be great to incorporate just stories in our report time that just says, hey, talk about how you showed the love of Christ. We need to take the time to treat each person as valued and deeply loved by God. I've been in situations with business people, so have you, where I've almost seen a switch of disinterest in me or the person with me when they realize we're not interested in them making the sale with us. We're not going to invest in their thing. We need to be the people in business where that doesn't happen. So with that in mind, let's all go out there today and be the edge.
That's excellent. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Good miss.
Thanks, Kevin.
Have a great day.
Hey, and yes, I'm going to come next Tuesday.
Good. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.